Andrew, and hello, Inga's Nation. You are listening to episode 34 of the CrossFit Inga's podcast, and today we're going to take you through a little summer recap.
Yeah, it's been a busy month or so.
Yep.
Since we recorded our last episode.
Right about a month, I think is what we established there.
So we don't really have, it's not a typical episode where we have like a specific topic we're going to go through. We just wanted to kind of chat.
Yep.
Recap your trip.
Yep.
And some things that have been going on at the gym, and then what our fall is going to look like.
Some big things going on.
Yeah, yeah. So where are we going to start?
Let's do our community shout out.
So this one's pretty easy.
Yep.
Really just wanted to thank everyone who helped out with the move over the past 3-4 weeks, both getting ready for it and then the actual physical move last weekend. Really can't thank everyone enough. Like, yeah. So many people pitched in. It was amazing to see everyone come together to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly last weekend, just getting everything over here and set up, and so many people put in a lot of hours helping do that. And we definitely would not have been in a position to run class on Monday without everyone's help.
Yeah.
And I have to give a special shout out to a couple people that I want to give a special shout out to. One is Ed Pollard, who has just been like phenomenal over the past 3-4 weeks. He's helped out installing the mats, getting the rig set up, everything. He's just been here the whole time. He doesn't complain. He just puts his head down and works.
Gets the work done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So huge, huge thank you to him. And then the other one is Twitch, who has also been here just relentlessly. He was here pretty much every weekend we were here doing the mats. He helped out with the move, getting everything over. I pretty much had to, on Sunday, late Sunday afternoon, I pretty much had to tell him to leave.
Kick him out.
Yeah. Because there was still some kind of organization stuff and whatever. But, it was 4:30, 5 o'clock, and him and Colleen were both still here, and I was like, we got this. Kate was coming back and I was finishing up some stuff. So basically had to tell them both to leave. But it's awesome just to see how much people are willing to help out and make things come together. So really can't thank everyone enough.
Strong community.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. So we are sitting in our new podcasting studio.
It's a little awkward. It's really quiet.
Yeah, we're in the office. We actually have a physical door that we can shut now. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the acoustics will sound nice in this room.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
To compare the difference.
But how was your week in your first week in the new gym?
It's been pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Just because everybody else is excited and, kind of getting used to coaching in a new space and the layout and whatnot. Yeah. And keeping everything nice and organized.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everyone's been doing a really great job with that. And they're just pumped to be here. So it makes the whole experience super, super exciting.
It's definitely like just a different feel in here, in terms of the layout and coaching even just feels different.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. A little thrown off on Monday and trying to just get into the flow of things.
Yeah.
But
the biggest thing for me actually was fundamentals, trying to do fundamentals during the class. Just because that class it's the same every single week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so used to doing it in the other gym. It was a little bit weird doing it in the new space and trying to figure out where everything was and how to make it flow the way that I normally do at the other place.
Yeah.
But the class has been great. It's just, I don't know, it just makes you want to take it up to another level.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The way that the barbells drop on the floor, that sound that it makes is just, it's different.
It sounds different?
Yeah.
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 It's good stuff. Speakers sound better.
Yes. Yep. Everyone thought we got a new system.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah.
There's still, still some setup to do. We have the main space kind of done.
Mm-hmm.
We got some organization clearly in the office here. There's stuff kind of all over the place.
Yeah. But
the goal
we'll get there.
Yeah. The goal was get the main gym set up. We still have to do the second space as well. Get that set up as well. So
what are we thinking that's going to be used for?
So the goal is, so that we can run two things at once.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're doing fundamentals, having a separate space to do that, kids classes, We want to make the MOVE class more kind of legitimate, bigger program. So we're going to, you know, we're going to kind of feel our way out in the new space, get our feet under us, and then figure out how we want to really utilize that space going forward. So I think we've got some ideas, and then we'll just figure out how we're going to implement them.
That's great.
Yeah.
More things to look forward to.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that.
Good stuff. All right. Anything else on that?
No, I think, okay. We got some.
How do you feel? Are you stressed still?
No, I'm relieved.
Yeah.
You were pretty. I was very stressed.
Yeah.
The last month has been, it's been a challenge.
How does it feel for you and Kate to like, this is your own, you know?
I think, so it's a mixture of, feeling relieved to finally be in here. 'Cause this has been like over 2 years in the making. So to finally have it like be basically complete and we're actually up and running, it's a mixture of like relief and surrealness.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like looking at it on paper for such a long time and like, you know, the layout and how we wanted the rooms laid out and the equipment layout and everything and seeing that like come together in a physical thing, like where we can actually see, has been pretty surreal.
Yeah.
And it's definitely, like everything that we wanted and more. Like it's like no regrets. Like it's exactly the way we pictured it and the way we wanted it. So,
that's so awesome.
It's pretty amazing and pretty surreal.
Well, congratulations to you guys.
Thank you.
That's big. This is huge.
It was very, it was awesome coming in at 5 a.m. to coach the first class.
Yeah, I bet.
The first Monday morning. So it's been a good week.
Good stuff. And just more to come.
More to come. Yep.
All right. So next we're going to move into kind of what's going on in the next few months. What we have planned for as far as fall events go, because it's a little different than it's been in the past.
Yep. So there's really three things that we want to talk about. Last year in the fall, we did the 12 Heroes event in September. We did Barbells for Boobs in October. This year is going to be a little bit different because of the MOVE and because the Open is happening in October this year. So we have kind of those three things to navigate, 12 Heroes, Barbells for Boobs, and the Open. Last year we did 12 Heroes on Labor Day weekend, which is this weekend.
Right.
So obviously that's not happening.
We're not doing that.
and it was like, because everything was like delayed with the MOVE and everything, it was very hard for us to commit to a specific time because we just didn't know exactly when we'd be here.
Right.
So we've talked about it a lot, and I think what we're going to do, we've had to make kind of some tough decisions. I think what we're going to do is, run 12 Heroes later in September. And we're not going to run Barbells for Boob event this year, which is tough because we've done Barbells for Boobs for the last 6 years. The last 2 years we were the state champs for fundraising. So it's not something that we took lightly, but we kind of had to pick between 12 Heroes and Barbells for Boobs.
Right.
So we're going to do 12 Heroes. The date that we're looking at is, the Saturday, September 28th.
Okay.
Which is a little less than a month away.
Right.
And we can still fundraise for Barbells for Boobs. Like we'll create a fundraising team and people can join the team just like they normally would. But we're not going to have the physical event.
Okay.
So we can kind of go through, and the reason for that is because the Open in October.
Right.
So we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but, so for those of you who maybe you did 12 Heroes last year, maybe you didn't, like kind of some of the logistics around it. So basically what it was we took 12 hero workouts and we did one workout every hour for 12 hours. So it started at 7 a.m. in the morning and it finished at, the last workout started at 7 p.m. It was a great time.
It was so fun.
So much fun.
It was probably one of the funnest events that I have ever been a part of.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of people felt that way.
Yeah.
Because it was, and you're going to go through the logistics, but it was like, it wasn't like a competition. It was like no pressure.
Yeah.
It was a ton of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, it's the 12 workouts. You can sign up for one workout, or you can sign up for all 12 mm-hmm. if you want. I think we had two people who did all 12 last year, Sean and Harrison.
Yep.
Maybe not recommended. but for the most part, people did like a handful.
Right.
I think I did 6 or 7.
I did right about the same.
Which was a good number.
I think that was enough.
Yeah. That was plenty. It's all team based. Mm-hmm. So, you're signing up in either teams of 2 or 3. We did the signups in advance. So we had a big like poster board with all the hero workouts on it, and you could sign up your team in advance prior to the event.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do the same thing this year. So the goal is to have all the workouts laid out in the order that we're going to do them by this coming weekend, so next weekend,
okay.
So that people can start signing up. We want to make sure that we get signups in advance, so there's no, like, it's not a day of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we want to make sure that signups are done in advance, ideally full teams mm-hmm. signing up, so the 2 or 3 people. You don't have to stick with one team, so like that was the really cool thing also
right.
last year, was that you got to work out with a ton of different people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not just, you know, just with the same people
right.
all day. You kind of get to mix it up a little bit. Mixed teams are okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be guys and girls, totally fine. So the way this, we did it as a fundraiser last year. So it was $5 per person per workout.
Mm-hmm.
And all the money went to, we split it between our scholarship fund and the Navy SEAL Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably do something similar this year. And like logistic wise, what we did last year was we assigned, each workout was assigned a coach kind of as the captain.
Mm-hmm.
And they were responsible for getting all the setup ready, getting all their athletes together, explaining the logistics of the workout, how it was being broken up between the teams, making sure everyone was set and ready to go with like different scaling options.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting the workout started. Basically, I think we tried to start all the workouts at about 10 after.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had, I think it was a 35-minute time cap
right.
on the workouts. So they were finished with a bit of time for transition between the next one.
And it flowed very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything was kept on time.
Yep.
So it was great last year. So yeah, we're going to do that again this year, 28th. So watch out on the website for more details on that. And we'll get that poster board up so people can start signing up teams.
Cool. That's gonna be a lot of fun, especially
in the new space.
And that'll be our first event here.
First event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So get signed up for that.
Yeah.
And hopefully the weather's nice.
Oh my gosh, hopefully.
We really lucked out last year with the weather.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And a lot of the hero workouts have running in them. So hopefully it's a nice day.
Right. So we don't have to pull out all the rowers.
Yeah.
All right. What else? What else is going on?
So we talked about barbells for
yeah.
boobs. Traditionally we do that in October.
Mm-hmm.
But with the open happening in October this year, we're not going to do the physical event.
Okay.
So like I said, we'll still set up a fundraising team. People are more than welcome to set up individual fundraising pages and fundraise. But we're not going to have the event this year, unfortunately.
Our individual champ has already created her fundraising page. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. I saw her post something on, I think it was Instagram.
Yeah.
She's already hustling.
Good. I had no doubt she'd be on top of it.
It's awesome.
So, and the reason for that, like we said, is the open
mm-hmm.
happening in October.
So strange.
I know. So if it feels like we just finished the open, it's because we did just
yeah.
finish the open.
Yeah.
But with the changes in the whole game season and everything, mm-hmm. which doesn't really affect us at all, but they're moving the open to the beginning of the season, which is October.
Right.
So going forward, it's only going to be in October,
mm-hmm.
so it'll be the same next year. And obviously we won't be moving
yeah.
in the fall or in the summer, so we'll have a little bit more time to plan. And hopefully next year we'll be able to figure out when we can fit in barbells for boobs.
Right.
Because it's definitely something that we want to still do.
Absolutely.
Just this year with the move and everything, it was kind of too much to coordinate.
Yeah.
So the open
mm-hmm.
starts October 10th.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really want to get into this too much because like, let's focus on 12 heroes.
Right.
Right. And
yeah.
then kind of,
as
have,
we get closer.
Yeah. We can kind of like let people know the signups and all that kind
right.
of stuff. You can sign up for it now.
Yeah. They opened it up this past week, I think.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So signups are live.
Yep. Signups are open. We're going to change the structure of how we do it a little bit this mm-hmm. year. So maybe on a future episode, we can kind of go into more details. But watch out for more information on that. It starts October 10th and runs for 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about that is if we do the 12 Heroes on the 28th, it gives us a week in between.
Right.
The Open will start the following week. So there's a full week in between that event and the start of the Open.
Cool. So you can recover from all of your workouts.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So I think that's it for the fall events.
Yep.
So the other thing that we were going to talk about today was a little recap on your trip.
Yes.
Your road trip.
Yes. It's quite the trip.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you guys left the 1st, right? August 1st.
Yes. So that was a Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't come back until Friday morning, the 16th. Yeah. We got home at like 1:30, 2 yeah. o'clock in the morning.
So you leave on Thursday and you guys drive to where?
So as soon as we left
Groton... Are you going to be able to remember all
oh,
this?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
As soon as we left Groton, we hit traffic on the Gold Star Bridge.
Good start.
Yeah. So we leave Groton and we planned to drive through the night on Thursday night
mm-hmm.
all the way until Friday night.
Okay.
That was the only time we were going to drive overnight because we wanted to enjoy the trip. We didn't all want to feel like trash trying to like just push it to get to the next location. So we drove through Thursday night and then Friday night we made it to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And that was like where we stayed the night. Then we woke up the next day, that was Saturday, drove all day, got to Albuquerque, New Mexico. And then Sunday, it was our goal to get to Flagstaff, Arizona on Sunday, where we were going to spend a couple nights there.
Okay.
So that was like our first like kind of big stop, I guess, Flagstaff, which was amazing. That was probably one of the biggest highlights when we got there was we drove down to Sedona, which was like just driving through like around this windy mountain and just seeing all the red rocks. The next day we saw the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
And that was just mind blowing.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen the Grand Canyon?
No. I think I was there when I was really, really young, but I don't remember.
Yeah. It was just like, I look back at my photos and I'm like, this doesn't even do it justice.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So we spent the day on Monday in the Grand Canyon, which was pretty wild. And so we were on the South Rim, and there's also a North Rim. They told us that in the South Rim, in June, this past June alone, they had 1 million visitors go through the South Rim of the Grand Canyon. Versus on their North Rim, they had like 600,000 for the whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. It was hot, but it was dry.
It's basically desert,
right? Yeah. It was really hot. Leaving the Grand Canyon was really exciting because we took a different route than when we drove in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like a one-way highway, basically, and one-lane highway. And we get to a part where the traffic is just dead stopped. But there's like nobody telling you like what's going on or what's happening or anything like that.
It's probably no traffic report.
No traffic. There was a man in a truck with like flashing lights.
Okay.
And my dad and Chris went and talked to him and was like, hey, do you know what's going on? And he was just like, no, like no help at all.
Yeah.
We saw this random road that like some people were driving down.
Yeah.
But it like wasn't on our map or anything like that. And we were like, oh, well, does this, like, take you around? And, like, he was like, yeah. But, like, we didn't know how long or anything like that. So we just risked it. And we took the road. We probably drove in
You literally took the road, less travel?
Yes. There were no signs. Like, it was just, like, it was scary. And mm-hmm. we only had, like, half a tank of gas.
Oh,
so I was like, but we ended up, I guess, bypassing the highway we were on, and it took us all the way around. We ended up driving by this, like, state park. It was called, like, Sunshine Crater or something like that. And there was like a bunch of like old lava rock and stuff. So it was really cool. It was terrifying.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. We ended up finding, it did take us around and getting us back onto the main road. But that was probably like the one time through the whole trip where like there was zero navigation. Mm-hmm. Like we had some paper maps, but it didn't help us at all because it was like the road didn't even exist. But it was pretty cool. Like once we got out of it, it was like, oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was cool. So we were in the Grand Canyon that day. The next day we drove to California.
Okay.
And we went, we ended up in San Jose, California, and that's where Chris's sister lives.
Okay.
So we visited with them. Amy and my brother flew out and met us. And we stayed there for 5 days, which was nice to settle in after driving for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we spent some time there, we kind of started our trek back home.
Okay.
So that was on the following Sunday. Yeah, so a week goes by. Following Sunday,
yeah.
We stopped at Mariposa Grove, which is in Yosemite,
okay.
to see the sequoia trees. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I think I saw some pictures of that.
That was crazy.
Trees are impressive.
Yeah, like it was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Then we made it to, from Mariposa Grove, we went down to Las Vegas, stayed the night in Las Vegas. My uncle happened to be there for like some work trip. So we got to see him, who we only see like a couple times a year.
That worked out well.
Yeah, it was like perfect timing.
Yeah.
Then the following day we saw the Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Uh-huh.
And then after the Hoover Dam, that was like pretty much really it as far as things we wanted to see. And then we hit up, I like used to be terrible at geography. I feel like I'm like a pro now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because you're like describing this and
it, I does have, it not I, make no, any sense
none,
to you?
None at all. None at all.
I'll map it out for you later.
I mean, I grew up in Canada, so I don't really know U.S. geography that well. So I've got no clue what you're talking about.
Well,
I know all these places.
Yeah.
But
like, how do they how like they intertwine?
Nope.
Yeah. So from Las Vegas, Nevada, we had to drive north. We got into Utah, which mm-hmm. was beautiful to drive through. Then we drove into Colorado.
Okay.
Then into Kansas. Then where did we go? Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio.
That makes sense, I think.
Little bit of West Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, home.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you, obviously you stopped.
We stopped.
Along the way. Were there any milestones in that back half of the trip?
The coolest place that we like drove through on the way home was definitely the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Uh-huh.
We stopped in Denver just for lunch. Would love to spend more time there eventually.
Yeah, I've never been.
And then after we got through the Rockies, or I should say past Denver, it was just like flat land going into Kansas. And as we were driving into Kansas, we actually were driving into a storm. And I was driving. There was a tornado warning. There was like torrential downpour, crazy wind. We like drove on this for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And we passed a couple of trucks that were flipped over.
Oh, God.
It was wild. We eventually got off and found a hotel, and we turned on the news, and they had just shut down the highway we were on because 20 trucks had flipped over.
Jeez.
Insane.
Yeah.
After that, it was pretty smooth sailing.
I mean, it's pretty fitting for driving through Kansas.
Right.
You're driving into a tornado.
Yeah, exactly. It was insane. It was crazy. But overall, the experience was incredible. Everybody kind of had their own job. So it was like Chris, myself, my dad, my uncle, and my mom. And Chris and I did the majority of the driving.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
switching off. My dad and my uncle did a little bit, but we really did the long haul. My mom made sure everybody was fed.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job, Mom.
And my dad and my uncle were like the navigation gurus, like making sure we were like on the right track and everything.
Yeah. By the time you got home, were you like done?
We were ready to be home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So coming home, we could have either stayed the night or just pushed it to get home. And we decided to just push it to get home. So we ended up getting home at like 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like there was no way we wanted to stay another night somewhere on Thursday night, just being like so close to home.
Yeah.
So,
So now on our last podcast episode, we talked about some kind of, you know, what your plan was in terms of keeping on track with your fitness and nutrition and that stuff.
Yep.
So you can kind of keep your sanity while still enjoying the trip. So
absolutely.
How did that go?
It surprisingly well.
Okay.
Better than I had expected. So sleep was a big thing for me. Eating well was a big thing for me, and moving was like our three things.
Yeah.
Besides the first night of driving through the night, sleeping was great because we made it a priority to stop every night. We got a good night's rest for the next morning.
Yeah.
Eating. So we had three coolers. My mom prepped like a crazy amount of chicken, like baked chicken, and individually packaged them like 3 to 4 ounces in like these little baggies. She did the same thing for sweet potatoes, cucumbers, celery, and like mixed greens. So that really took us from like the day we left until Saturday, like that we didn't have to really eat out anywhere.
So pretty much when you got to California?
When we got to Arizona.
Arizona.
Yes.
Oh, that first Saturday.
Yeah, that first. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
So we were able to eat how we normally eat. Chris and I packed protein powder, protein bars, like peanut butter and fruit, things like that that are easy to eat. Lots of water. And anywhere we stopped, we were able to find a Whole Foods, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, in Flagstaff, I think the only place we ate was Whole Foods. Like, we got, like, a few things, and then we would just go to, their hot bar and their salad bar and just get dinner there.
Yeah, the food is so good.
It's so good. When we were in California, we stayed in an Airbnb. There's a Whole Foods right down the street, so we just grocery shopped.
So you guys were able to, like, cook home, like, meals at home.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, which is great. Like, breakfast every single morning was done at home. So it made, when we did go out to eat, it didn't feel like we were eating out all the time, which it typically does, like, if you go out on vacation.
Yeah.
So we didn't really, like, feel like we were that off track of things.
And when you got on the way back, were you guys, did you guys like re-prep food to come back for that last half of the trip?
Yep. So before we left California, we got a ton of chicken breasts from Whole Foods and just chopped it all up, restocked on veggies, and like refilled the coolers.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
My mom has like one of those like big AirPod coffee maker. Like, it just holds coffee, but it's, like, big. And she brought one of those with her. And every time we stopped at Starbucks, she'd get, like, 3 venti hot coffees and just refill it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Chris loved that.
Nice.
Starbucks everywhere. So we would usually stop there. But we were able to, like, feel good while we were traveling and not feel like all we were eating was, like, protein bars the whole time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which can get... You know.
You can get a little old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast.
You want to eat real food.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, that's good. That sounds awesome.
It was great. It worked out way better than I thought it was going to.
All right. Now, what about workouts?
We were so tired between when we left and getting to Flagstaff that like we had anticipated working out in like a hotel gym. And when we got there, we just went to sleep.
Yeah.
So we had brought a 30-pound slam ball with us, which came in clutch because once we left Groton, every time we stopped, which was about every 4 hours to like refuel and to use the bathroom, we would use the slam ball. We would do air squats. We got my dad and my uncle involved.
Nice.
My uncle actually, after this trip, bought a slam ball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He loved it. We would do thrusters and like we would do presses. It was perfect.
Well, it was probably just good just to like move through a full range of motion after being sitting in the car for so long.
Absolutely.
Right? Even if you not even necessarily just like to get a good workout.
Right.
But just to move.
Yeah. 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 No, it was very much needed.
Nice.
then our first like workout wasn't until Arizona. Chris and I did like, we went for a run when we got there, and then we did like a little partner workout that we had made up right outside the hotel. But then we dropped into CrossFit Flagstaff, mm-hmm. which was awesome. It was hard. It was, they're like 7,000 feet above, sea level. Yeah. So that was a shocker,
breathing was challenging.
Yeah. But it was good. Like the body just needed it.
Yeah.
Then once we got to California, we went to, an area called Santa Cruz, which is about an hour from where we were staying in San Jose. Mm-hmm. And we dropped into CrossFit Santa Cruz Central, which is a break off of the first CrossFit.
The very first CrossFit. Which is pretty crazy because there's like over 10,000 now.
And that happens to be where we were.
Yeah.
And
you met Annie Sakamoto.
She was our coach.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So for those of you who don't know who she is, she's like one of the original CrossFitters. I think she was a member at the original CrossFit Santa Cruz.
Yes.
And, there's some pretty famous videos of her doing workouts. Like mm-hmm. when CrossFit was brand new, mm-hmm. like so many people, I think, found CrossFit through this video called Nasty Girls, which mm-hmm. is a CrossFit workout.
Yeah.
And it was like her, and I can't remember the other two, like three girls doing this workout.
Yeah.
It had like muscle ups and stuff in it. And that video, the Nasty Girls video, was how I think a lot of people originally found CrossFit.
That's so cool.
So she and you
was,
met her.
And I met her. Yeah. We got a photo with her. She was awesome. Like just her personality. Everybody at that gym was great. Chris made it onto their blog.
I saw that, doing the deadlift. Yep. Right? Yeah.
She loved him. it was pretty cool. And that was those were the two gyms we dropped into. Actually, Chris dropped into another one nearby where we were staying in San Jose, but he didn't really care for it too much. He said it was pretty just stale.
Uh-huh.
So we didn't go back to that. but we did a bunch of hotel workouts on the way back. It was my dad's 60th birthday while we were traveling. So we did a hotel gym for him, a hotel workout for him, and he loved it. It was good.
Yeah.
Awesome. It was good stuff. So we were able to, you know, stay moving, keep into our routine as best we could, stay on track as best we could. And we came home feeling like we didn't just get home from vacation. Like, we didn't, like, binge on, like, you know, and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, and my guess is that a lot of the stuff that you were doing was pretty active as well, right?
Yep. We were walking around a ton. Yeah. Highly recommend.
So what was, do you have a, like, the trip highlight? Like, what was your favorite part?
Oh, geez.
Can you pick one?
I don't know. Probably seeing the Grand Canyon, just as grand as it was.
Yeah.
And like the fact that that's just in the United States and like a lot of like the scenery that we saw, like, you know, it's just completely different than anything you see around here.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty incredible. So
cool.
Go see the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. you guys have plans to do it again?
No. I think what I would like to do, I would like to see different areas that we didn't get a chance to see. Uh-huh. Like, maybe go visit some of those places that we just drove through.
Yeah.
Or, I'd love to see, like, the West Coast, like, from Washington State, like, down to, like, driving down to South California. I think that would be, like, a cool, like, road trip.
Yeah.
But we would need to fly to Washington State, not drive there.
Yeah. That makes sense.
But no, it was great. It was great.
Cool. Well, we're happy to have you back. And actually, the timing worked out well. You guys came back, and we hadn't moved yet.
Yes. So thank goodness.
You guys would have helped with that.
We would have been bummed if we missed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was definitely helpful having both you and Chris around during that. So
it's good to be home.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap it up.
Definitely.
Good little recap of the trip.
Yeah.
So we'll have to come back with, I guess, a more typical episode in a few weeks. Hopefully we can get back into the regular routine.
Get back into the swing of things.
Yeah. And then like we said, you know, watch out for more information on the events that we have coming up.
Right.
12 Heroes and the Open.
Cool.
All right, let's wrap it.
All right. We'll see you back in a few weeks for another episode of the Crafts and Angus podcast.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.